Commercial air travelers face regular frustrations of flight delays, slow security lines, crummy food. So when commentator Andrei Kujescu went airborne, he was happily surprised when a routine flight turned into something special.
I've heard pre-flight announcements a million times, so I wasn't paying much attention. I know reflexively when to put on the seatbelt, turn off my cell phone, straighten the chair back and tray, and I've seen the oxygen mask fall in my mind and have long ago decided to blow into the tubes if it doesn't inflate automatically. For all that, there was something in the voice of Casey, flight attendant, that got my attention. She spoke these commonplaces with a unique blend of indifference and passion. Only the indifferent parts were the important parts, like in case of emergency, while the visionary parts were things like make sure your belts are securely fastened. I kept trying to figure out what she was doing, and I couldn't, beyond the obvious, which was that here was someone who had created an avant-garde piece of theater out of shop-worn text. Casey owned the captive passengers. She also sounded as if she owned about 80% of herself, a quality we like to call self-possessed, but which occurs rarely and is the result of very hard work. Most people own only about 3% of themselves, if that. The rest is owned by their family, their company, and whoever happens to pass through. These days, the world makes it nearly impossible to own any substantial amount of yourself. If the army doesn't own you, the media does, and if they don't, some bad habits got you. I do know people of whom it can be said that they have a mind of their own or that they are self-possessed, but such independence comes at a high cost, and often it's only for the time you see them, i.e. a performance. It's been fashionable among intellectuals since the last World War to maintain that modern people can't have minds of their own because society removes them at birth, like a tax for ensuring basic needs. I never believed that, and here was Casey to prove it. Each word she said was shot through and through with wisdom and turned into something personal. I will go on a limb and venture that Casey, Delta flight attendant, was using the pre-flight announcement like a guide to the next world, the ultimate flight, an instructional poem for leaving the body. Maybe she wasn't human, or she was on some strange pills. She was one of a kind, though. Made it worth flying to hear her perform.
Poet Andrei Kujescu edits the online magazine Exquisite Corpse.